اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really happy that we have Ali Nasser here, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah, brothers from Sevier International School. So, Assalamu alaikum, brothers. Welcome. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Hassan, how are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. And Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Good. We all are fine. Hope you are fine, inshallah. Let's get started. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 59 of Surah Al-An'am on page 134, right at the bottom of the page. Yes? The last yes. Ayah in this page. So, brothers and sisters, open up page 134, Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 59, right at the bottom of the page. Let's everyone listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وعنده مفاتح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين.
Nice recitation. This ayah is, again, one of the beautiful verses of Surah Al-An'am. Let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah. You might know this, that this ayah in Salatul Ghufayla, which is a recommended prayer, a mustahab prayer, you pray between the Maghrib and Isha, between Maghribain, you perform this prayer, two rak'at of prayer it is, okay? And the first rak'at after Surah Al-Fatiha, you recite this ayah, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضَبًا فَظَنَّهُ, till the end. Then in second rak'at after Surah Al-Fatiha, you recite this ayah, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Then you perform the qunut, then you go and do the ruku and sujood and salah. That's all. Yes? So this is a beautiful ayah, beautiful teachings in this ayah. Amazing teachings. Let's see what Allah Almighty says. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. Do you remember in the previous sessions, we talked about the knowledge that the Prophet has. The knowledge of the Prophet is the knowledge of revelation, yes? And he doesn't have the knowledge of the unseen except the knowledge Allah Almighty has given him, bestowed upon him, yes? So Prophet said that, what did the Prophet say? Huh? قُلْ لَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ. In this ayah Allah says, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتُ الْغَيْبِ. And Allah Almighty has the treasures, okay? With Him or the treasures of the unseen. Allah Almighty has the treasures of the unseen. He has the knowledge of the unseen. لا يعلمها, no one knows them, إلا هو, except Allah Almighty. ويعلم ما في البر والبحر. Allah Almighty knows whatever there is in the land and in the sea. وما تسقط من ورقة, no leaf falls without Allah knowing it. Allah knows whatever leaf falls down, okay? When and why and how, okay? Allah Almighty knows everything. It shows about the knowledge of Allah Almighty, that it's kind of what? Unlimited. It's unlimited. So, وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ, nor is there a grain, a seed, in the darkness of the earth, فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَبِسٍ, nor anything fresh or withered, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ, but it is in a manifest book. So it means Allah Almighty knows whatever happens in the world, okay? Why and how? Every single thing, the knowledge is with Allah Almighty. So this is one of our beliefs, okay? That we believe Allah Almighty is one and our Lord is knowledgeable. He is the all-knowledgeable. And also He is the all-wise. He is the all-merciful. He is the all-powerful. He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing, yeah, the all-forgiving. So these are the attributes of Allah Almighty that we must believe in it, in them. So look, Allah Almighty brings kind of proofs, okay, for us to understand. Allah Almighty talks about His knowledge. Let's see how can we prove the knowledge of Allah Almighty. How can you prove that Allah Almighty is knowledgeable? How can you prove it? If somebody asks you, Allah is not knowledgeable, how do you prove He is knowledgeable? So if we see that the creation has happened without knowledge, without understanding, okay, without education, this doesn't happen. So Allah Himself is the source of knowledge. He is the all knowledge. It does not mean that it's Allah and He goes somewhere, He learns and learns and learns and comes and creates. No, He is the all knowledge Himself. If you want to say, what is knowledge? Say, Allah is the all knowledge. He's the source. He's the knowledge itself, okay? The all knowledge. That's why we believe in Him with reasoning, okay? Like Hassan made a great example, all right? And we also mentioned some. That's it. Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah. Learn more about this ayah. Learn more about the knowledge of Allah Almighty in the Tafasir books. هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So it's time for us to jump and move on to the Tajweed rules. Ali Nasir, Hassan and Hussein, do you have anything to say, mention, or
no,
questions
sir.
You have?
No.
Nothing? So, let's recite a salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
وعنده. Let's see how we can recite it beautifully and correctly. وعنده. Noon has a hidden sound here. I told you that day, if noon doesn't have any sign, it doesn't have any a, e, u, fatha, kasra, dhamma, or doesn't have any shadda, it doesn't have any sukun sign, any sign, just noon, remember that you should hide the sound. It pronounce the noon with a hidden sound. 'Indahu, not عِنَّ. عِنْدَهُ, no. Noon shouldn't be clear. عِنْدَهُ. And do you see the baby wow after ha?
Yes.
Yeah. Extend the hu sound for two beats. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ غَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ. You can extend the sound of يَعْلَمُهَا هَا إِلَّا هُ, okay? Or you can ignore it. So we have the letter Jim, the baby Jim here. Let's ask Hassan what he has to say about it. What does that Jim say, Hassan?
This Jim says that it's optional to pause or to continue here.
Or it's a stopping sign then.
Yes.
So we have many stopping signs like Jim. It's here, as Hassan said. It's optional to stop here or make a pause here or continue reading, like joining. Look this way. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ. Go on. Continue. Don't make a pause. Or you can make a pause here. Hmm? وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. Make a pause here. So, thank you, Hassan. There are many other stopping signs like صِلَى, قِلَى, La, Mim, many stopping signs that you can learn them in Tajweed books. As also we mentioned, while we have them in our Quran, in our rare verses, the verses that we have. So, inshallah, in every session we mention them. So, wala, sorry, wa ya'lamu ma fil barri wal bahri, pronounced ayn, ha, ha, hamza. These letters correctly. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ طَ. Pronounce it correctly. مِن وَرَقَةٍ. Hussein, how do you read this?
مِن وَرَقَةٍ.
مِن وَرَقَةٍ. So again, do you see noon is sakin? Here, I told you if noon doesn't have any sign, you should hide the sound. But remember that it's not always that way. It's based on the letter that comes
after
it. So if one of these six letters come after noon, you should merge the sound. Ya, waw, ra, mim, lam, noon. If these six letters, ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, noon, merge the sound. Min waraqatin, waw comes after noon. Miw, miw waraqatin. Okay? This rule is applied with tanween as well. So refer to that Tajweed books, the rules of tanween and nune sakina. So there are four different rules. Remember them. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ. Hide the sound here. Fa comes after it. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطَبٍ. Pronounce the ta correctly, dha correctly, and dad correctly. وَلَا رَطُبِوْ again. وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Merge the sound of tanween with mim. كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. All right?
Yes.
So, it's time to recite it, practice it, okay? Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, listen carefully and repeat so our brothers and sisters also will practice with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو.
وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو.
أحسن. You can ignore the mad or extend.
ويعلم ما في البر والبحر.
ويعلم ما في البر والبحر.
وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض
وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض
ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين
ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Ahsantum. Allah bless you, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks, Hassan Hussein Ali Nasser. Inshallah, we'll be here with you in the next coming sessions. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International Schools for cooperations. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان